And welcome to worship today. This is my Father's world. I love that hymn. That was what was playing in the background there. A happy Father's Day to all the fathers gathered here and those joining us on live streaming. May Father God bless your day today. And since it is Father's Day, I'll just remind you to turn your mobile phones to silent just in case all those text messages start flooding in during the service. As our families wake up and realise, oh, it's Father's Day and I must wish Dad a happy Father's Day. So if you could check that, that'd be great. Thank you. We had a wonderful celebration last week with our 40th anniversary, a great day of catching up and celebrating what God has done in this place over the last 40 years. And yesterday we had the car boot sale, and I'm very pleased to tell you that we raised over $1,130. It was a great day. We were inside again, and we already have stallies booking in for next time. A really good day. Wine orders can be placed. You probably saw that in the community news. They're not for sale today, but you can place an order today to be picked up next week. And the table is out by the coffee machine. Coffee and chat is on this Thursday at 9:30 in the Dawson Centre. There'll be Bible study, morning tea, and John tells me the most important thing, there'll be indoor bowls. And the village people are invited too. In 2 weeks' time, on Saturday the 14th of September, we'll be running the Bunnings Barbecue to support our Loaves and Fishes ministry. And if you would like to help, please see Tim Prance. Make sure that you do check up with the community news, because there's lots of information in there. But let's begin now. We gather in the name of the living Word, who is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Let us worship the living God as we pray. Gracious God, help us to be aware of your Spirit's presence as we worship. Teach us your ways. Create in us a loving heart and a mind of Christ. We lift our souls to you in prayer and thanksgiving. May our thoughts and words bring you glory this day. May we experience the joy of being in communion with you. Amen. And please stand as we sing our first song, In Your Hand, My Saviour.
Viciousness and evil. is my sword and shield. When I'm near my Savior, he gives peace to me. God shines on each flower in his field. In your hand, my Savior, finally I rest.
Good morning, everybody. Have you been listening to the wind this week? The wind howling and whistling through your windows, through the cracks in the door. I look at the lighthouse on the banner over here. I imagine what it would have been like to be a lighthouse keeper before the automated times, when you were stuck out in the middle of nowhere in the ocean and you had to keep that light burning while the wind was howling outside. There is so much that we find ourselves listening to in our life, but today we are invited again to listen to Jesus. Today, as we listen to his word, we are going to hear words like this from James, where James says, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires." So in the midst of the winds that are blowing around us, let's take a moment to pause and be still, to confess our sin and seek God's forgiveness and help in the name of Jesus, that we may live by the living word, the word alone that saves us. Loving God, through your word you have taught us to value truth and goodness. In Christ you have shown us how to behave and act with justice and loving kindness. We are sorry for the times we have failed to live up to your expectations. We regret the words we have spoken in haste that have brought pain to another. We are ashamed of the ways we have let our tongues spread lies, rumours, or undermined another's integrity. We pray not only for forgiveness, but also to use what we say to build others up and to share your love with them. Help us to turn from our greed and selfishness to ensure the well-being of others. Enable us to overcome anything that prevents us from being examples of your loving kindness and grace. In all things, may we shine in the light of Christ. Amen. Friends, we are held in the grace of God. And through Christ, we are a forgiven people. And so, as a called and ordained servant of the word, I declare that you are forgiven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, God's peace be with you, now and always. Amen. Let's listen to those readings today. The first of those will come from James.
A reading from James 1. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and, after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongue deceives themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. This is the word of the Lord. And now from Mark chapter 7. The Pharisees and some of the teachers of the law who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus and saw some of his disciples eating food with hands that were defiled, that's unwashed. The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And they observe many other traditions, such as washing of cups, pitchers and kettles. So the Pharisees and teachers of the law asked Jesus, why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating their food with defiled hands? He replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. As it is written, these people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules. You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to human traditions. Again, Jesus called the crowd to him and said, listen to me, everyone, and understand this. Nothing outside a person can defile them by going into them. Rather, it is what comes out of a person that defiles them. For it is written, from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come. Sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, greed, malice, deceit, lewdness, envy, slander, arrogance, and folly. All these evils come from inside and defile the person. This is the word of the Lord.
than Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know.
For the blessings of this and all our days, we thank you, gracious God. Accept, we pray, not just the money offered, but also our lives freely given in gratitude for all you have done for us. Amen. We'll pray for Pastor Nigel. We thank you, Father God, for the blessing Pastor Nigel is to our community. Bless him today with strength, encouragement, and inspiration. Give him joy as he studies your word and shares his insights and discernment with us. Shield him and hold him close to your Father heart this day. Amen. Bless you, Nigel.
Thank you, Anna.
Bring grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. A question for you this morning. How's your heart? Well, they must still be working because we're all sitting here at the moment. I can't hear anyone dialing 000 at the moment. Heart is still there. Often when we hear that question, how's your heart, our first reaction might be to remember that time when you were at the doctor's and he was checking your blood pressure or your pulse or maybe your heart rhythm or function. Or maybe when you hear this question, how's your heart, you might remember a time when the doctor shared with you the results of maybe a stress test or ECG or angiogram or MRI. All these different ways that we help to understand the health of our heart. We know that our hearts are complex, and we know that the beating heart is essential for our living. But today in our gospel reading, when Jesus speaks of a human heart, he's not speaking about heart as we think of when we think of the beating heart that sits in our body, that pumps our blood around our body. He's talking about something quite different. He's talking about your inner self, your mind, your character, your will, your intention. And in today's reading, we come to realize that Jesus can see deep within everything that makes us who we are. And he can see that the universal health problem that we all experience has something to do with our heart in this sense. Let's recap briefly a little bit of the gospel reading which Marg read for us before. We've got this group called the Pharisees who've come up to Jesus, and they take issue with Jesus because they see that Jesus' disciples are not going about the ceremonial washing of their hands before they eat. This ceremonial washing which these Jews and Pharisees practiced set them apart from the Gentiles. And these teachers and Pharisees, They were able to do things to make themselves look good on the outside. And then in verse 6, Jesus responds to the question that the Pharisees ask of him by pointing back to the words of the prophet Isaiah. He says, "Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites." In other words, people who simply act, who put on a show. "As it is written, these people honour me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are merely human rules." These are strong words that Jesus is sharing against these Pharisees on this day. But when I first read these words in a group a couple of weeks back in preparation for today, I was quietly shocked by the way I was led to first respond to these words. I found myself asking, am I simply honouring God with my lips? Where is my heart in relation to God? Am I worshipping in vain? Am I teaching human rules or God's will? Now, before I go any further in this my message today, I just want to give you a little warning if you ever find yourself going down rabbit warrens like that. Because it can be very confronting and rather dangerous. We quickly get stuck in condemning ourselves if we do not hear this right. If we ask ourselves questions like this, there's generally two responses we will have. We'll either try and justify ourselves, or we will condemn ourselves. The good news that you and I share, and the part of the story we don't hear in our gospel reading today, is that we know Jesus as the greatest heart surgeon and specialist ever. And his Spirit continues to do his work in my heart and in your heart, doing only what he can do. So if you ever find yourself being challenged with odd questions like, where's my heart in relation to God? Make sure you always let God have the final say. For Jesus has done for you what you cannot do for yourself. You see, our hearts by nature are not in a good condition. Our hearts by our very nature are sinful and unclean. And in verse 21, Jesus exposes everything that is that naturally comes from our heart. And the list is not a nice list. But it's these things that defile a person. In other words, that no longer sets one person apart as holy. We become ordinary when the things that naturally will come from our heart come from our heart. The health of our heart and this diagnosis should not surprise us. Way back in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, we read, "The same destiny overtakes all. The hearts of people are full of evil, and there is madness in their heart while they are alive." And it's this evil heart disease that condemns us all. And even when we think we're doing good, even when we are doing the Lord's work, there is probably somewhere hiding underneath there some selfish ambition or desire that gets in the way. Everything we do, even when we appear to be doing something and think it is something that we're doing that is good, there'll be something evil underneath that motivates and gets in the way. Our own personal ambition, our selfish desire to get ahead of the rest, our desire to be set apart from what is common, our desire to stand out from the crowd. Those Pharisees, they continued to do that which stood them out from the crowd. They were seen to do what was right on the outside. But Jesus knew more. He could see the state of their hearts. And on other occasions, Jesus spoke extremely strongly against these Pharisees. In Matthew 23, he says, "Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence." Blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and dish, and then the outside will also be clean. We may find ourselves living with that same dilemma ongoing simply because we are human. We will want to look good on the outside, we'll want to impress. But what is the true condition of our heart? Friends, will we be brave enough to acknowledge before God that without his gracious intervention, our hearts are not healthy? The good news that we want to celebrate today, though, is that Jesus has entered into the depths of our darkness, our despair, and he has come with the ability to make our hearts clean. Jesus first created your heart to be clean when you were washed at your baptism. And now, as God's baptized children, we are to keep on drowning that old nature that we were born with. Everything selfish and sinful in us needs to die each day. And the cleaning work of our hearts is the work of our Lord Jesus. Jesus cleanses our hearts when day after day we are sorry for the wrong things we have done and ask God to forgive us. And that new nature that God has given us in our baptism should come to life day after day. And we should live as new people who do what is right and good, for we know we will live with God forever. Friends, my heart and your hearts need to be renewed each day. And this is what our Lord Jesus does for you and for me as we come before him and ask him to forgive us. Now remember all those rituals and traditions that the Jews and the Pharisees had, those washing traditions that were spoken about earlier in our gospel reading? Those that had been enhanced and protected and preserved by the Pharisees? All those washings, all those practices, now point us forward to how God washes you and I in our baptism, how he creates clean hearts in us, and how he sets us apart for his work. It's often said that what was written about in the Old Testament is to simply point us to the fact that we need a saviour. And what is written in the New Testament has been written to show us that Jesus is the saviour we need. He is the one who washes our hearts clean and keeps on washing them clean. If we need to find words to share with God when it comes to our need to be cleansed again, look no further than the words of King David. Words which we shared last Sunday at our dedication service once again. There we shared the words of David when he prayed, "Search me, O God, know my heart, Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. If we still need to find words for him, for us to share with God, then maybe King David's words from Psalm 51, words that are known so well, may well give us a language to use as we speak to God about our need for forgiveness. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Friends, think of it this way. God created your heart to be his throne. In 1 Peter we read, revere Christ as the Lord in your hearts. And in Colossians we read, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. In other words, your heart is to be his throne. He is to be the ruler of your whole being. He seeks to be on your throne. He longs to be at the core of your being and will give you his inspired words, his purpose, his motivation, his reason to worship him in all you do. There's a hymn that we love to sing that summarizes this so beautifully. We actually sung it last Sunday as well. That old hymn, Take My Life and Let It Be. In that hymn, we have that very language of our hearts being a throne for our Lord Jesus to be on and rule from. Yet as the wind blows around us, we realize that we live in this constant tension. As long as we are alive in this world, the daily battle will continue as the winds rage around us as to who is sitting on our throne. Daily, we can say, Lord Jesus, come, sit in my heart, rule over my life. That will be a daily call that we can have. For the nature of our hearts in its natural state needs to be redeemed and redeemed time and time again. And so may this daily be our prayer. Jesus, wash us clean. Create clean hearts in us. And the good that comes from our hearts will not be the good that you or I have created. That is the work of the Spirit, alive and at work in us and through us. We see this in the lives of the apostles after Jesus gave his Spirit to them. There were times when they stood up boldly and shared things that were simply beyond their human understanding. In Acts 15, Peter gets up by the Spirit and explains God's love for all, saying, God, who knows the heart, showed that he accepted them by giving the Holy Spirit to them just as he did to us. He did not discriminate between us and them, for he purified their hearts by faith. And this, friends, is still true for you and for me and for all this day. We will never fully understand ourselves. But whenever we become aware that our hearts are far from Jesus, the best thing that we can do is step away from our evil ways and call out to our Lord Jesus in prayer, confessing our sin to him and asking him to come and create clean hearts in us again. And you can be sure, by the work of his Spirit in you, that he will do just that. And he alone is able to do just that. And so, friends, as you continue into this new week, know that you are loved. Know that you are forgiven. Know that Jesus has created a clean heart in you again. And may you always, each day, allow Jesus to tend and care for your heart and lead you in the way everlasting. And the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus to life eternal. Amen. Let's stand as we sing. Comes forward to lead us in the prayer of the church today. Just want to let you know that a dear sister in Christ, Dorothy Fishlock, is now with the Lord. And so we remember Dorothy's family in prayer today and thank God for Dorothy's life and for her witness to Jesus throughout her life journey.
Okay. Let's speak to God. Dear Father, the only perfect Father, we turn to you with our prayers for others and our world. Today we celebrate Father's Day. May it be a time that fathers reflect on their role and recognise the influence they have just by their actions upon their children. We pray that they would seek to be good role models for their children, so that their children too will love Jesus and seek to walk in his ways. We give thanks for all fathers who understand and take their roles seriously. But we pray for fathers who are new and still coming to terms with what fatherhood means. May good Christian fathers be their mentors. For those who are uncertain or confused about their role as father, may they find guidance. For those who are violent or unloving towards their children, may they be helped to realise and seek help. And we pray for the children in those environments, Lord. We pray for those whose own fathers abused or failed them. May they be aware enough to stop the cycle of abuse continuing to future generations. For all who are separated from their children by marriage breakdown, divorce or death, we ask your comfort. And for all fathers whose children have rejected their love, may they be helped in their grief. We thank you for the blessings you continually rain down on loaves and fishes, and thank you for the devoted, caring hearts of those who serve in that ministry. May those who come for help here see you in the faces of those who serve them. We pray for peace in our families, our community, our nation, our world. May the words of those in power be unifying, building bridges of understanding, tolerance, and care for one another. We particularly pray for our Lutheran Church at this time. Give our leaders wisdom and a deep understanding of the issues, that they may have those unifying words. May we treat one another with respect, even in the midst of differing views. We pray especially for Pastor Nigel and our Synod Delegate Anna Watson as they prepare and go to Synod on our behalf. Help them to discern with your wisdom. Now we turn our attention to those who are sick, who find life as they age difficult, and for all who are recuperating from operations and procedures. Father, you know their individual needs. Possibly many of you may not know that Elaine Stanger had a fall while visiting in Paris, fracturing her hip. She's had that repaired and she's now in England in rehabilitation, hoping that her recovery will allow her to fly back to Australia on the 8th of September. So we pray for her and Gordon. Father, you know the needs of Elaine and Gordon. We ask that you will speed her recovery, that they may be able to depart on the booked flight next Sunday. Give Gordon your peace and wisdom as he waits and makes decisions. Ultimately, Father, we trust you and your plan for their return home. And as Pastor Nigel just mentioned, Dorothy has gone to be with her Lord. Father, we praise you for the influence and help she was while in active service in our congregation. Today we ask your comfort and peace on all her family, especially Pastor Wayne Kerber and wife Corrine, and Dorothy's family as they grieve her loss whilst praising God for her life. With the words still lingering in our minds from the message today, help us to be quick to listen, slow and deliberate in what we say. Not make judgments on one another, but see each other as your loved child and be slow to become angry. May we be open to correction when we're in error, and empower us to speak with grace and truth to others, seeing each other as you see us, forgiven children through Jesus' action on the cross. May your kingdom come, Lord. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Gracious, loving God, hear our prayer. Amen.
Today we have the privilege of sharing communion together, as we do every Sunday when we gather here. As we do so today, being Father's Day, I want to be able to give you the opportunity also to commune together, but also to remember loved ones who are now with the Lord. And so if today you desire, as you return to your seats today, you'll have the opportunity to light a candle in memory of a loved one who is with the Lord on your way back to your seats. Keep that in mind if you choose to do so today. It's an option there, knowing that there might be some of you today here who have someone on your mind in a very special way at this time. Let's give thanks to the Lord for his goodness as we prepare to come to his table today. Holy Father, we come before you delighting in your word. We give you thanks and praise, for in the darkness of our world you shine as the beacon of truth. Your light is the greatest power in the universe, and we rejoice in your goodness and receive our adoration and praise as we pray your prayer together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As we celebrate the cleansing work of Jesus in our life this day, may you come forward with peace in your hearts, ready to receive from him today. As you come forward today, come prepared to receive the body of Christ in the bread from myself. There's gluten-free wafers available for those who need such. Just indicate as you come forward to me. And then depending on which side of the worship space you've come from, please come to the side to take the individual cups. There's regular wine and an alternative juice available. And our servers will be here to speak the blessings to you as you drink before returning by the side aisles. And there you may light candles in memory of those you remember this day. As you come forward, may God's peace be with you always. Amen.
Sister, let me wipe your tears. Brother, let me bear your fears. Come on, every daughter, every son, let us walk in love, for we are one. Though we walk a long and broken road, we are here. Forgive as you've forgiven us. Let us walk in love, for we are one. Let us walk in love, for we are one.
my Father's world and to my listening ears. All nature sings and around me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas. His hands are wonders wrought. This is my Father's world. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler, yeah. This is my Father's world. The battle is not time. Jesus who died shall be satisfied, and earth and heaven be one.
So may the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and preserve you in body and in soul to life eternal. Go in peace. Amen. Lord Jesus, we give you thanks that through this meal you have assured us that you have cleansed our hearts once again. Lord, send us out in this week with your Spirit to boldly do your work in our community. Each day remind us again and again of your cleansing work in our lives that we can start again and enjoy the presence of your love. We commit ourselves and all that we do this day into your hands, Lord Jesus. Amen. And so may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favour and give you peace. Amen. Let's stand for our closing song.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free. By the truth you now bring us, shine on me, shine on me, shine.
For joining us for worship this morning, and visitors that have joined us, we would really appreciate it if you would sign our visitors book out on the welcome desk. There's morning coffee and tea out in the hall. It'd be wonderful if you could stay and enjoy some fellowship together. And also a reminder that if you would like to order wine, and that's the table is out there as well. Sue, it will be on the side here for prayer for anybody who would like to avail themselves of that. But let me bless our fathers today as we go. Bless our fathers as they follow your Son Jesus, dear God. Let their faith, hope, and love shine in our families and show us the way to you. Strengthen our fathers as they serve our families and community. May their example reflect your protective care for us all. Bless them all, we pray. Amen. And a thought to take with us to think on this week, Jesus created your heart to be his throne. There's a big message in that one for us to meditate on. God bless your day.
Of what they think you're.